And here we have the modern setup of determining an ellipsoidal model of the Earth. The semi-major axis, you see there in blue, half of the major axis of an ellipse, can be given a value. And then the semi-minor axis, half of the minor axis of the ellipse, can be given a value. And then using the north-south axis of revolution and rotating this ellipse around into a solid, it becomes a biaxial ellipsoid, bulging at the equator, flattened at the poles, and this oblate version has been used ever since as a way of defining an Earth model. Now, flattening, which you will hear frequently, is a little formula here, the semi-major axis minus the semi-minor axis divided by the semi-major axis is a value that's called flattening. But clearly, one can define an ellipsoidal model fairly easily with a semi-major and a semi-minor axis, and then a flattening value.